Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, and welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight, this is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy, it's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us, we don't do interviews, we do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill, we drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm gonna go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast, brought to you by our friends at JB Weld. JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. It's JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
All right, so what are we talking about in this show?
Oh man, we're going to talk about some new things coming up from Shelby American, the trucks and Broncos and stuff they might be working on, and what's the electrification future of Dodge and Jeep and Ram?
We'll run you through some of the run groups coming up at the Rolex Historics as well, and talk about how we're getting the car there, who we're pitting with, and you guys come on by and say hi, by the way. We're at the track.
I think it'll be a great year to come out tomorrow.
It's going to be a great year to come out there. All right, first I'll tell you about Empire Covers. Your vehicle should be treated with respect, the respect it deserves. Unfortunately, the elements, they don't take vacations. They don't take days off. EmpireCarCover.com. High-quality, affordable covers engineered to protect against rain, UV rays, tree sap, pollen, anything Mother Nature can throw your car's way. Our listeners get 15% off with the promo code CARCAST. Worried a cover is going to do damage to the finish? Empire's fleece line covers prevent any scratches to your car's paint. Want American made? Good. They're American Armor covers, proudly made in their Kentucky factory, which last I checked is in the USA. Plus covers for RVs, boats, motorcycles, and more. It's Empire Covers, right, Matt?
CarCast listeners can receive free shipping plus an extra 15% off your entire order. Visit EmpireCovers.com/CarCast or just use the promo code CarCast at checkout. It's Empire Covers. Protect what you love.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to mandate you get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Tom Friend. We love that about you. This is CarCast. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea, over there.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things are good. Hanging around in my shop, getting some tools in there, putting a little engine together.
Yeah, you were dropping your cam in last I spoke to you.
The cam was in, and I was dialing in the cam, right? So I was degreeing the cam and checking it, but it's nice to be able to start to have some idea of tools in one location and some tool storage and stuff. So I've been slowly acquiring a few things to fill out my garage,
nice,
my warehouse. It's good.
All right. Well, there's lots of stuff going on. Lots of Shelby American is working on a Shelby Bronco package. There's all kinds of stuff to get into. Shelby F-150. So much to get into. Got a lot of electric stuff to get into. Yeah, I got to tell you, with gas at $5 a gallon, the electric thing is starting to look pretty good, except for the power's out this morning in my house. So I don't know
really
if the grid can handle it.
Yeah. I don't know. So we're going to have some power issues, I think, this summer because of the heat. We're going to have some water issues because of the drought.
Yeah.
You know, it just puts more pressure on. Interesting, because there's so much pressure in the automotive world about getting away from gas engines and getting to electric. But when's the pressure going to start being on all of that electric, you know, more than it already is, going, hey, everybody needs to have solar. Everybody needs to have some sort of battery backup, like, because all of these electric cars got to get plugged in someplace. And already they're telling us in California, don't use your electricity. Get an electric car,
right,
but don't use your electricity at home.
Right. Yeah, they're going to have to start holding up their side of the grid. All right, so we're getting ready to head down to Monterey. There's some guys from
JRZ.
JRZ, and then there's
JRI is a suspension company. Yeah, I'm working
JRZ's suspension, too. That's where the confusion kicked in. Yeah. Anyway, they got a rig. They want to take the Porsche. I think Patrick Long's going to be in with them. They're Porsche guys, I guess. I was just talking to Sean about it for 10 seconds at the other shop. But they're bringing their Porsches. They want us to bring our Porsche and pit with them. Always good to pit with sort of like-minded guys.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They were like, hey, just come out here. We've got some pretty seasoned Porsche guys here and Porsche mechanics and stuff. I said, you know what? Now that it's starting to align, the stars are starting to align, that 911, the 74S, making more and more sense to be the car to bring.
Yeah, and it makes a certain amount of sense to, you know, you don't want to be in between a couple guys that are driving Javelins in the Trans Am because they don't have metric tools, you know.
Right, right.
At some point, you may need to cop a spark plug from somebody, and it'd be nice if it was nearby.
Listen, if Patrick Long is in your run group, I mean, granted, he's going to get to the front of the pack very quickly, but not a bad guy to follow, mm-hmm. you know, see the line that he takes in a similar type of car.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's driving, but maybe like an RSR or something.
Well, he usually
like that.
Goes out and he hops in a couple different cars.
Yeah, so, like seven.
Yeah. So they said that he's going to be driving one of their cars for a stint. So I'm sure he's going to bounce around all over the place. And
yeah.
What a nice gig, by the way, right? You just kind of show up and you get to drive seven different cars.
Yeah, yeah. It's who knew that was a job, but who knew podcasting was a job?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that'll be nice, and yeah, if he's driving something similar, and he probably will be driving something similar. I don't know what's in their fleet, but I just have a feeling that he's going to be driving some RSRE type of vehicle. If that's true, then it's close, and then you can always pick up some tips from him.
And what else have we heard about Monterey? Like, we talked about the Quail a little bit. I think we'll try to get Gordon McCall on the show. But a theme there for one of the themes was a Lamborghini, like Urama's and stuff at the Quail. The track is IMSA.
Yep.
Right? That's the theme.
That's
for
the theme.
For the racing is IMSA instead of a marquee like Nissan or BMW.
Mm-hmm.
IMSA is the theme.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool. There'll be a lot of cool IMSA cars.
I assume Tommy Kendall's going to come out and do some laps in a car.
Well, he has that IMSA Mazda
RX-7. RX-7.
That won a lot of races back then.
Right.
And I think he's got that thing dialed in now.
Yeah, because he talked about bringing it out like a year before, and then he said you know, he's like, I'm going to wait because I heard IMSA was going to be the theme. And then COVID hit, and then a year went by, and now IMSA's back as the theme. So I think he had it ready, you know, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it would be great to see him out there in that car. He'll be smoking people for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that guy. So, and might be in the same run group. We'll try to figure it out. I would assume we would be. They might throw him in with some of those Roush Mustangs and those kind of cars, Oldsmobiles and stuff like that. There's a different class, which is not it's probably slightly newer cars, two-frame cars, Roush Capris, Roush Mustangs.
Yeah.
I like the Capris a little bit better for some reason.
It's got kind of the square nose to it.
Mm-hmm.
Where the lights are and stuff, it's kind of interesting, and it has kind of a like a little bit of a box flare on the fenders.
It's just the thing that I always liked about the Capris is they just had a little. I mean, the street car and the race car had a little more of a Euro kind of vibe to it, and they used to be. You're too young, but when they advertised the first generation of Capris. They called it the sexy European. Do you remember that?
I remember you talking about it here. I remember now coming up again.
Yes.
As the sexy European.
So the run groups are a pre-1920 exhibition race. So we don't, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, the next one is 66 to 85 Masters Historic Formula One. Then you got 20 to 51 racing cars. Don't know what that is. Then you got the 47 to 55 sports racing GT. I think, trying to picture those cars. Those are the, probably see like Listers.
Okay.
In that group, right?
Yeah.
Those are the guys with the big engines and the skinny tires.
Right.
And big body work, kind of sawing at the wheel and sliding those things around.
Yeah.
Cause those are literally, Some of those Listers, for instance, have Jag engines, and then some have V8s in them.
Right.
And the guys,
Maserati?
Maserati has some. But some of those cars are, you know, making big horsepower on 6-inch rims, maybe 7-inch rims. I don't know. Pretty low, pretty thin tires.
Pretty thin tires, and we saw them at Goodwood as well. It's like kind of sliding around, and every time the Goodwood.
At Goodwood, then it
revival.
Starts raining.
Revival. They always show the videos from that.
Yeah,
not good.
Then you have 55 to 64 GT. I think that's where you're going to see some like Porsche 356s and stuff like that. Then you got 63 to 66 GT over 2,500 cc. Then my run group, which will be 73 to 81 FIA, IMSA, GTX, GT, GTU, AA, GT, don't know what that is, FIA Manufacturers Championship. Cars, and then 81 to 91 IMSA, GTO, GTP, Trans Am. Then I'm trying to just look
that's
down.
That's a cool group.
Yes,
too,
72.
81 to 91 IMSA, GTO, and Trans Am.
There's a 63 to 78 Indy group. It would be kind of interesting.
A 66 to 72 Trans Am group.
Yeah, that's just pony car. Trans Am stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's the traditional stuff. Tommy may be running in that 81 to 91 IMSA GTO, GTP Trans Am group. I have the feeling he may be in that that group. Highlight that group, would you, Max Pata? Maybe I think that's where you see those Roush Mustangs and cars of that ilk. But we shall see. All right,
possibly, but
yeah, those are those cars.
Yeah, because 87 is kind of when they started coming out up to early 90s. So that would make sense.
Yeah, and there's some Pontiac in there, some Corvette, some Oldsmobile. That's where Millen would be driving that Turbo Z car. Yeah. You know, that's that group.
Down there in that photo.
Yeah, it's a fast group. Those guys.
Yeah, and those are bigger cars. Those are the big cars. It's funny when you see the Listers out there in 1 minute, and then you see these cars out there the next.
Yeah.
You can walk around, you hear the difference. You're like, oh, what the group? The loud group is that pony car Trans Am group. All those early Mustangs and Camaros and Cudas and.
Yeah.
What is Craig Jackson? AMX?
I think he has a Challenger.
I think Craig Jackson also has like
a. Oh, he may have AMC? A Challenger and an AMC or yeah. AMX yeah. or whatever. Those cars are cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're just running big open side exhaust, no glass
and
packs
just,
in there.
You just hear the torque. You just hear the displacement in there. You hear a lot more of the lower note, kind of the bassy tone of them, which is, you know, unlike that little RX-7 that would run in your run group, that real high winding thing. Not the fastest thing. It sounds like a Banshee, but it's just not really going real fast. I mean, it's fast, but not compared to some of the others in that group. And you just hear that thing whining. It just
the thing that's funny about that group, not funny, haha, but they have just gobs of horsepower, but they have, you know, live rear axles. I'm talking about that pony car Trans Am group and, you know, 14-inch rims or, yeah, probably 14-inch rims.
Maybe 15.
Maybe 15. I think for some reason it's 14. Anyway, yeah, maybe 15-inch rims. Not a ton of rubber, you know, some leaf spring suspension and stuff. And a guy like Troy Ermish in his 5'10 will get around that track quicker than most of those guys, even though he's, you know, down 400 horsepower.
Yeah.
It's just can't get it to the ground. Or they can, but I mean, there's something about just those little 510s with the 13-inch rims and the 205 horsepower that can just can just hustle those cars around.
Much lighter, probably far less braking into the corners, just hold a lot more momentum. Those big cars,
mm-hmm.
You know, even the pony cars back then were not that heavy, but they got to be 1,000 pounds difference.
Yeah, I mean, if not 1,000. 800 or 900 pounds for sure. You know, I mean, like, knocking on the door of 1,000.
I'm going to guess those pony cars in race trim around 2,800, 2,900.
Yeah.
What's the 510?
Yeah, it's about 18, probably yeah. 19, yeah. 19.5, something like that. I don't know, Max Pato. What does one of those 70s Trans Am Mustangs, what does one of those things weigh in race trim? We'll figure it out. First, I'll tell you about NordVPN. Oh, man. Public Wi-Fi. It's a hotbed for hackers. I want to steal your data. Using NordVPN on your phone or laptop gives you peace of mind while traveling. Chris, I know this is a big issue for you.
I got hacked, Adam.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got hacked. I don't even know how it happened. I thought I was pretty savvy. Turns out I'm not as savvy as I thought. They got into my credit card. They got into my different accounts. And I wish I would have used NordVPN when that would have prevented it.
Right. Well, now you have it, and now you have prevented
it. Yeah, I feel good now.
VPNs, I should say, have a reputation for slowing down internet speed, but not with NordVPN. It's the fastest VPN in the world. You won't even notice it's running. And you can put it up on up to 6 devices. You can cover your phone, your laptop, and everything else. 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to nordvpn.com/carcast or use the code CARCAST to get a 2-year plan plus a bonus gift with a huge discount. All right. So we'll try to figure out what those cars weigh. But yeah, weight, man. People never... I shouldn't say never. Racers figure it in, but people, the general public, don't really understand weight and what a huge thing that is.
Right, except when you're talking about Lotus or Miata.
Right.
Everybody in the Lotus or Miata conversation is weight.
Yep, and we're talking about the Shelby F-150. They're going to do an F-150. It's the 5-liter. It's going to start at $100,000 plus. Are they doing anything with the electric 150?
They're not yet. So basically the Raptor, we're limited right now with the Raptor on just the EcoBoost engine. So if you want the high horsepower version, the Shelby truck, it's big. It's definitely over the top. It's got the Fox suspension and stuff that they outfit on it. You can get the 5-liter engine naturally aspirated, or you can get it with the 5-liter engine and the like Whipple supercharger, and mm-hmm. it ends up being 775 horsepower. So right now, so Ford had said, hey, next year we're going to have a Raptor R. It's a V8, like GT500 engine supercharged. Mm-hmm. But right now, if you want to go out and compete with, say, like the Ram TRX with their Hellcat engine, mm-hmm. the Shelby truck is probably where you're going to end up being.
Also, a new GTR Nissan announced.
Well, this is, as we're starting to get into events for the summer, like Goodwood, Hill Climb just happened, and there's some cars that get kind of debuted there. We've got a Chicago Auto Show that I think is happening any day now, maybe right now. Monterey's coming up soon. New York Auto Show is going to be happening. So as we start to get into this car show world, we start to hear the rumors of what's coming out again mm-hmm. soon. Actually, in August, the week after Monterey, is the Z-Con event in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to have the first production new Z. Mm-hmm. So the thought on Nissan GTR for a while was the next generation GTR would be some sort of hybrid, kind of like the Acura NSX. Mm-hmm. But now they're kind of backtracking, going, well, the rumor is it could be just an engine, no electrification at all. And you know, like the Z is a new car, but not exactly from the ground up. It's still based loosely off the 370Z, but instead mm-hmm. of just doing a facelift and tweaking the suspension, it's heavily massaged. Mm-hmm. So that's where the GTR could be. It could be the existing platform, essentially, but heavily massaged to get you a completely new car, as close to new as possible. And I don't know what that means. Could end up in the 600-plus range, you know, still, again, hand-built turbo six-cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
All-wheel drive. It's probably going to have, it needs to have the latest in modern technology, which the current car is kind of lacking a little bit. But interesting. I think the idea was Nissan may be moving enough fuel-efficient cars that they don't have to make the GTR a hybrid yet, mm-hmm. right? Because there's one CAFE standard, one mm-hmm. you know, EPA standard for the entire company. Mm-hmm. And the idea of of the GTR being a hybrid would be to also, you know, hey, it's a high-performance car, but now in hybrid mode, it starts to get 20 miles per gallon, 22 miles per gallon. They might be saying they don't need to do that necessarily yet. So sort of the last version. It could be interesting.
Reading here, the Dodge is going to do the world's first electric muscle car.
So the news from Stellantis is Stellantis is the renamed parent company for Fiat, Dodge, and Jeep and all that. And the big announcement this past week was, what does the future of the company look like as far as EVs? And they're mm-hmm. they're developing a number of platforms for that are going to sort of underpin the trucks, the SUVs, the cars, and whatever. And mm-hmm. of course, the question everyone's asking is, they're so big into muscle cars and the Hellcat engine, what does that mean for their Chargers and their Challengers? And they're saying an electric muscle car mm-hmm. is what they want to do. They want to do a Charger, probably a Challenger at some point, EV. And my guess is they're going to do electric variations of it like they did with their Challenger. They might have a Demon, a sort of a drag race version of the mm-hmm. car, and then a street car version, and like a Red Eye, kind of a road race version of the car. But they're talking about 0-60 times as fast as 2 seconds for their high-performance variants, mm-hmm. and then ranges as high as 500 miles. Now, you won't get both. You won't get a 0-60 2-second car in a 500-mile range. You'll get, like, I don't know, 280 or 300 on that, and then you know, the less performance version will be the 500-mile range.
Maybe when they come out with the drag package, Leno can take D. Snyder down to the drag strip, and then D. can get out of the car and watch Jay run a quarter mile. Was that a crazy episode?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know what he was doing.
It was Jay Leno's garage. I love Jay. I love the show. I like D, too, but D was talked about how big an enthusiast he was, and then they took like the Hellcat to the drag strip, and I think D just watched Jay go down the drag strip. I always thought it was weird that D didn't drive it.
I thought he was kind of a car guy. He used to live in, he had a house in a neighborhood in South Florida years ago when I lived there, and I remember him driving a Ferrari, like a 308 or 328, something like that.
Oh yeah, he's a well, I guess there's kind of car guys, and then there's car guys. There's the sort of rock and roll rapper version of the car guy, which is guys who made money who want cars. And then there's you, who didn't make any money but likes dialing in your cams on the weekends.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got room in the tent for everyone who likes cars. All right, let me tell you about J.B. Weld. J.B. Weld, world's strongest bond. Pros have trusted it for over 50 years. But why hire a pro when J.B. Weld can make you look like a pro yourself? We're proud to have J.B. Weld Epoxy Adhesive as a sponsor. I personally know the owner. These guys are good guys. They make great products. I use them all the time. And it doesn't really matter if you're working on your car, or you're doing crafts or plumbing or marine, whether you need it for metal, wood, plastic, glass, ceramic. I've used it on everything. I've used it on Sonny's tennis shoes. I used it on some stonework in front of my house the other day. I've used it. Oh, Stromer's used it on his tile saw. We use it in the garage on the cars. J.B. Weld also acquired Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. So if you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner has you covered, right, Matt?
Yeah, you know, JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
All right, so Shelby's also going to breathe on the Bronco, huh?
So they put out this teaser video, which was kind of interesting, and they were running and they were on a track. They're on a road course track, and they were running the Shelby GT 500 against a Bronco. And then, of course, the Bronco peels off and cuts the turn and hits the grass and
goes
through the dirt and the whole thing. And then they kind of tease at the end, and they're like, we should Shelby that. Mm-hmm. And sort of implying, which, first of all, it makes the most sense, right? Like, the trucks right now are outselling, you know, the muscle cars, you know, basically 2-1. Mm-hmm. In Shelby's world, it's probably 2-1. In, you know, in Ford's world, it's, you know, it's 10-1. Or in Ram's world, it's 10-1. You know, and as much as we want to wait for a Bronco Warthog, which is the Raptor version, why wouldn't Shelby try to get their hands on one and do their version of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do a, like, whatever, their post-title package kind of thing. I mean, it stands to reason, like, you'll see a Saleen Bronco or a Roush Bronco. Why not a Shelby Bronco as well?
Yeah. Well, look, Shelby is going to breathe on just about everything they can breathe on eventually.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone wants the high performance version of everything that's out there. I mean, you know, it's been something it's been around. It's funny, it's been around with American manufacturers for a long time. You could get this car with the 390 engine versus the straight six or whatever. There's always been that thing where you could upsell the package for whatever, the Camaro, the Mustang, whatever that was. It's funny, as I think about it, they didn't really do that with European cars or Japanese cars. Like, you know, if back in the day, if you wanted a 240Z, you got a 240Z. That's what it was.
Right,
your choice was standard versus automatic, although I don't even know if they had an automatic, because I have never seen a 240Z with an automatic, ever. I don't know if it was available. I'm wondering if the automatic didn't come in until the 280ZX Maxipata. One more thing to look at, but think about
did a 240Z ever have an automatic? That's an easy Wikipedia.
I can't picture it.
Yeah.
So you'd think, you know, it wouldn't be the majority of them, but maybe 20% of them would have it. And if that's true, we would have come across it by now, trying to even kind of picture the console, you know. So Europeans and Americans just sort of had their car. Europeans and Japanese just sort of went, here's the car we built. You can have it or not. But Americans have always done the thing where we put the package into the car. I mean, in many performance many performance platforms, you know, kind of going back, like if you talk to Leno, he'll tell you this is a 66 GTO, but this one has the 390 whatever in it or whatever. You know, it's always upsell package. It's kind of interesting that we never really, you never saw that really out of, I mean, maybe, you know, Porsche did different models to some degree, but and on kind of the same platform, but you didn't have them doing the engines and the transmissions and the suspension stuff, at least not back in the day.
Yeah. When did the packages, like you're talking about, like what Lena would be talking about, become different models almost exclusively, right? Like, I mean, I guess not necessarily. Like, still the Mustang, you can get a Mustang, like, EcoBoost, and you can get a GT, and then you can get like the high performance pack or track pack or something for those. So I guess we still do a little bit of have that on the muscle car world.
They had, like, you know, you could get a 914, you could get a 1.7 or 1.8, a 2 liter, and then at some point you get a 914.6. So I guess that is an example of a sort of platform with different engines in it, but somehow it felt different. The 240Z had a 3-speed automatic outside of the U.S. and a 5-speed manual outside of the U.S., but didn't bring them here.
Yeah, it was only offered outside the U.S.
Yeah.
U.S. only had 4-speed manual.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I was going to guess.
That makes sense.
It makes sense.
Because I've never seen a 5-speed, I mean, that someone didn't swap out.
Right.
Or an automatic. All right, what do you got, man?
Tell you guys about Good Guys. Good Guys Rod and Custom Association is coming to Puyallup, Washington. It's the 33rd Griot's Garage Pacific Northwest Nationals at the Washington State Fair Event Center. It's July 23rd through the 25th. There's going to be over 2,500 classic cars and trucks on display with a burnout competition and vintage dragster racing. Love that nitro. Make you cry. Bring out the whole family. It's going to be fun live entertainment. There's a pinstriper brush bash going on. There's a model car display. There's a whole kids zone there. It's all free for the kids. There's a giant swap meet as well, and the Cars for Sale Corral with hundreds of classic cars. Tickets are on sale now at goodguys.com. It's good-guys.com. It's free admission for kids 6 and under. And if you use promo code CARCAST, you get $5 off a spectator ticket. It's goodguys.com, promo code CARCAST.
All right. So what else? We got electric stuff.
Right. So we're talking
up
about the Dodge stuff, right? We talked about the electric Dodge muscle cars coming out. It's funny because they ran their teaser video, and at the end, they're like, performance made us do it. My first thought was, the government made you do it. But let's go with performance. And in the Jeep lineup, they have the 4XE hybrids, right? So there's the 4XE Jeep Wrangler, but then there's going to be the new Jeep Wagoneer 4XE, a Grand Cherokee 4XE, and your favorite, the Compass.
Oh,
get yourself a Compass 4XE so you can get the Compass hybrid.
I like the taillights. Is that the taillights with the axle? Oh, like
is that the Renegade?
Maybe it's the Renegade.
Which one looks like the little dead, like...
looks like a guy who passed out because he drank too much and died. How they do the eyes.
That's how they do it. And of course, Ram is going to have an all-electric truck, a Ram 1500. Naturally, that was going to be coming. GM as well. GM because of the Hummer. And, they're going to have a truck that's going to be doing that. But the Ram is electric.
Let me ask you about that Hummer. Where is that Hummer? It's been a year plus. They did a whole big campaign for it. And I don't know, LeBron James may have been involved. And they're using Led Zeppelin songs. And was all...
Is it a year? Wasn't the first commercial on the Super Bowl?
I think I may be screwing it up because it, I may be LeBron James. I may be thinking basketball, but maybe. But when did they run that? How much does a Trans Am GTX weigh? Yeah, with driver and a full tank of gas and full fluids. It can't be. I feel like that Hummer's been around for a year now, but we'll see if we can figure it out.
Yeah, they introduced it, or the commercials were playing during the World Series of last year in October.
Uh huh.
That's where
I feel like it went back even before that, or maybe we just saw it online before that.
Yeah, they've been teasing it for a while.
Yeah, they had a Super Bowl ad in 2020 as well.
Yeah.
And even before that, well,
I think it's coming out next year. I think like the Lightning's going to come out. I think next year. I think the EV, the Hummer might be before it. But they're trying to keep the news fresh because they debuted that the pickup truck version, 4-door, and now there's the SUV version that they're going to be doing as well.
Yeah, I'm just seeing fall 2021 still.
Really?
Yeah. Availability is expected to begin in fall 2021. The company recently invested $2.2 billion in the plant to produce these vehicles.
I would say yes if we can get up to speed on things with the chip shortage, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the other thing. Like Ford just announced they got some chips in. They're trying to put them in all the F-150s naturally because they sell the most F-150s and they're the most profitable. And at some point, the company that hasn't been able to sell cars needs to make some money. So I think the trucks are going to hit the current lineup of trucks are going to get chips first and fulfill those orders. So I don't know. I mean, the chip shortage hits like the Camaro. I'm sorry, not the Camaro, the Corvette C8. And I think they're not going to make C8s probably for the rest of this year. They're just going to start focusing on 22s. Like whatever they have, they're going to finish and sell. But they're going to say, hey, but with the chip shortage, those are going to go to trucks and SUVs and things that mm-hmm. are higher volume. That we might find that this year ends up being a limited run of C8 Corvettes.
The Corvette.
Yeah.
And Camaro. But
but nobody's buying that.
No one's buying that. The Corvettes are selling, right? I feel like I see those around.
The Corvettes, and they're really good. Like people just keep talking more and more about them, saying that just a great all around comfortable car to drive, and mm-hmm. then the performance just beats anything in its price,
right?
And way more.
Yeah. All right, take care of your Geico there.
Geico, do you guys own your home or you rent your home? Well, either way, it can be a lot of hard work, but you know what's easy? It's bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And we know that's a good thing because you already have so much to do around your home already. So just go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
All right. what else? So we... took the 911 Newman Sebring car, and we dropped the front end an inch, and it's helped a lot. At least it looks better. I don't know how much it's
I don't know how it handles. All the alignment's off now.
It's got the JZ I shocks in it? JRZ?
JRI?
Yeah.
I don't think it has JRI.
JRZ.
That's JRZ.
That's what it's got in. So hopefully we'll get that car kind of shaken out a little bit. Should be ready to go, although I say that every year, so we never know.
Shake out mean like donuts in the Home Depot parking lot? Or
it's always this time of year where I have some notions of, oh, we'll take that thing up to Willow, we'll get it up to temperature. Yeah. It never happens.
Look, these days with the RWB Porsches and stuff on the street, I say you just drive it to the house in La Cañada.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of heavy mods on a lot of Porsches out there these days.
It's just
big flares with Zeus fittings on them.
I'm telling you, you wouldn't think twice, especially in the Porsche world, and you know, in modern day like BMW body kits. I think you could drive that car home. You'd never get it up your driveway, but like you could drive it over to the other warehouse or something and
put the take the license plate off my car and just put it on the dashboard. Just do it that way.
Yeah, just do it that way.
Yeah.
Tape it to the back of the wing.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to need to turn a few hot laps around the neighborhood in that thing just to see how it tracks.
Well, here's the thing. It's like around the neighborhood is fine, but so you can get a little bit of that stop and go, but you don't like the. It's not the kind of car that, you know, racing cars suck when they're sitting at stoplights.
Right.
So that's why I was like, stretch its leg on the, you know.
Yeah. We'll go for a cannonball run. Yeah. Yeah, that.
I mean, don't take it to Malibu from here.
Right.
There's a bit of traffic. You're going to run into a few things, but it might be interesting to get the car up to temp. And it's tough to do that by doing laps around the studio.
Yeah, you're right. Should at least hop on the freeway for a couple of exits.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know about lowering the nose before you did it. Maybe you should have done that first.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, one of the main things you want to do, or at least I want to do, is I just want to drive the car in a straight line and let go of the steering wheel.
That's what I'm saying. That's why the freeway is perfect between here and the house.
Trim it out a little bit. And
yeah, see what it's doing.
And tap the brake without touching the steering wheel and just see if it's pulling.
That's exactly. I always do that. I get on a nice open road to see if it's going straight and then start leaning into the brakes to see if it brakes straight. Is it pulling to the left or right under braking as well?
You know? Right.
And at least that gets you a pretty good benchmark.
All right. Let me hit Roman here. Squeaky doors, clogged sink. Got a Porsche pulling to the left or the right. Well, you fix it. That's what dudes do when things break. But when something's off in the bedroom, then you try not to think about it. Go to GetRoman.com/CarCast. Do it now for free online evaluation for ongoing care for ED from the comfort and the privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan if medication is appropriate. It's sent to you with free 2-day shipping. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/CarCast and complete the online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. GetRoman.com/CarCast, right, Matt?
Yeah. Go to GetRoman.com/CarCast now and you'll get 15% off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. And remember, get started today and you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment.
All right. Raleigh, I'll be there. Good Nights Comedy Club. That'll be tonight and tomorrow. So still some tickets left there. Do a live podcast. Do some stand-up there. Kyle Dunnigan is going to join us for the live pod as well. So check that out. Come say hi. Hang out. Talk cars after the show. Why not? Minneapolis is coming up. Royal Oak, Michigan is coming up. Kansas City, Missouri is coming up. There's shows all over the place. So just go to AdamCroll.com and you can check out our chassis channel on Pluto TV. Tons of great automotive content there. And it's all free on channel 687. What do you got, Matt?
Just follow us at Motorator on social media and Drink Bravago on social media.
All right. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea, saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts, ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.